Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Origin Speaks. We have made it through another year. I'd like to wish Happy New Year to everybody out there that I haven't wished it already. In spite of Donald Trump, we made it through another year. How about that, okay? Let me do my assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on read what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want, okay? Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? Now, so the topic for today is why does every group, why do every group have explains the Bible differently? No matter what group you go with, you can get the same passage. All of them are having a different interpretation or a different understanding of what that passage meant, what that passage said. And then they're trying to break it down and explain it to you from a religious perspective. They can even go with it or not go with it, because most of us don't know the Bible from any other perspective other than a religious perspective. Well, that's what this show is all about. We're here to update you that there's another way, a whole nother way to look at that book, okay? Now, normally, we always spend 5 minutes talking about love, you know, because love is so important. Love is act to make others feel good, because without love, understanding and knowing about love, we won't be able to really get things done the way we're supposed to get them done, you know, because we won't know how to treat each other. We won't know how to handle the emotion that comes with love. Love can be pretty painful sometimes. It depends on who you're with, too, okay? So there's certain things that go with love, like, first of all, let's deal with that term emotion, okay? Because what they have been teaching us, and I'll say, man, I'm talking about the 1%, they're the ones that control our education that goes into schools and stuff. And when I say the 1%, I'm not talking about no particular tribe. All 5 tribes had a little 1%, you know? In their little castles and riding around in their $5 million boats, all that stuff, while people sleeping on the street hungry, you know? Because the 1%, the way they're trained, that it's their birthright. Like if I was to call myself a king and my children are princes and queens, queens and princes, right? Well, then it means it's their birthright to rule over you. Because only the prince and the queens of my bloodline will be able to be in charge of whatever I'm doing. And that's how that's set up. That's a pretty interesting political system that they have. It worked for a while until people got tired of kings and queens and start killing them. You know, and they said, well, we got to do something different here, you know. That's one of the reasons why I like the Queen of England. Those queens are smart. They say, hey, let's set up a parliament. Give people a chance to vote on something. You know, let them feel like they have some kind of input in this thing, you know. But in reality, they don't. Because of the way the money is allocated. You know what I'm saying? If you are able to vote, you don't have no control over the money. That lessens your control. See, freedom means control. Why don't I want to get into that? We're supposed to be talking about love. Okay. There was only one emotion. Okay. That emotion is triggered by what you deem to be important. Some people think their car is so important. They were kidding with their car. You mentioned their car, they'll knock you off. That car is so important to them. And it triggers a huge emotional response. Some people are triggered by the children. Most people place a high value on their children. It must be children. Hey, they're coming after you. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no doubt about it. So it depends on what you put a high priority on. Some people high priority on clothes. I remember when I was back in the day going to school, I had a little suede shoe. you step on a guy's suede shoes, hey, you better know how to fight. Because he puts high value on them shoes, that he'd be coming after you over them shoes. You know what I mean? So this is what triggers the emotion, you know? Now, the act of procreating is a very powerful act. And the reason why it's that powerful, because we need the babies. Boy, do we need the babies, you know? Because the children are, I'm just going to drop a little information here. The children are the tree of life. You have people talking about the tree of life. If you eat from the tree of life, your life will be long, okay? Now, what do they mean by that? If the children are the tree of life, and you should, if you and your children don't produce anything, then what's going to happen? You're going to cease to exist, because your children are your extension into the future on the physical plane. Okay, I have to make that clear, on the physical plane. So, yes, I just want to make that plain. Your children are, your physical existence on the physical plane. On the spiritual plane, well, your children really ain't got nothing to do with you. That's all I'm saying. Because the babies are manifested on a spiritual plane totally different than they are on a physical plane. That's something to think about. Now, we will talk about that one day, but not today. Okay? Unless you have questions about it. Anybody that have a question, just hit one, and I'll answer all your questions, you know what I mean, as best I can, you know. Now, if I don't know the answers, there's nobody I can go to based on Psalms 82. I don't have a hierarchy that I can run to for answers. Once you accept who you are and your responsibility, it don't work that way. Now, there are certain answers that you can get, or people will give you a clue to what's going on, and you can draw the answer in from source. That's something to think about. So source is not a hierarchy. Source is part of who you are, part of what you are, okay? All right, now remember, love is an act to make others feel good. It's only one emotion. So be careful about how much emphasis you put on any particular thing to draw the kind of emotion that will make you hurt somebody, okay? So now we're going to start this. We're dealing with Genesis. This is the last week for, well, I haven't gotten enough questions from you about Genesis. That's why I stayed on Genesis, because you're not asking me no questions. And there should be some dialogue about what I'm saying. And that's what's going on. I mean, we're listening, which is good. I appreciate people being on the line, listening. Oh, that's good. That's great. So we're going to start from the beginning and go all the way through to the beginning of Genesis. How can I talk about something before Genesis? Think about that, okay? Now, where did I get the information from? You have to think about that, too, all right? You're what we call incorporeal energy, right? That's energy that's not physical, that abides in the physical body, all right? Now, can we prove that? Yes, we can, all right? They have done studies on the weight of the body when you die. They have made machines that capture this energy and send it back into the body. That's something to think about. And a person that died from whatever they were dying from, after the energy went back into the body, they didn't have that disease no more. They have done studies on this stuff. So the 1%, I'm dealing with the 1%. The 1% know. They know a lot. They're just not telling you because they don't want you to know what's really going on, okay? Now, there's an incorporeal dimension and a corporeal dimension, okay? The incorporeal dimension is up around Sirius AB through the black hole. Go to that black hole. Well, you could have a ship to go through it, but technology for the ship has to be pretty advanced, okay? So basically, you go through an incorporeal entity because of the incorporeal realm. All right. Now, what you need to do is, as you come through this incorporeal realm, I'm a little bit under the weather, so you might have to excuse me a little bit. I'm going to be a little bit out of sorts. But I'm here. Last week, they screwed me up, and I had to, I had a new laptop that I wasn't using for none of this stuff. Because I got 5 laptops here. All my laptops seem to be shutting down at the same time. Interesting, huh? You can't charge. I have to take the battery out, put the battery in just for it to start charging again. I think I did not cut off their internet access. You know what I'm saying? And then my battery will start charging. That's interesting. Anyhow, as we come through the black hole of Sirius A, B, and C, now incorporeal energy gives off a physical gas. Because all things have to consume, and as you consume, you have to give off energy after you consume energy. So if you consume one kind of energy, normally you give off a different type of energy, or you change the shape of that energy, and the energy appears to be something else. I say appears to be because all energy can be broken down to a subatomic. So we'll talk about that one day too. This energy is physical, and as you're giving up this energy, living on a daily basis, the energy goes through the black hole and into this dimension. Right. Now, why would incorporeal entities want to come into this dimension? That's a good question. They would want to come into this dimension because they thought that the gas that was building up in this dimension, if ignited, would burn a hole in both dimensions. This is your incorporeal beings. So they came into this dimension. Now, incorporeal entities carry a lot of power. They have a lot of power. They can literally draw a physical body around them while living in what we call space, okay? Or what they call the firmament. We're going to talk about that in a minute, too. When they came in, they realized that dark matter, which travels through everything, is actually moving, kept the gas moving. But when they lit the gas didn't ignite. The whole dimension didn't ignite. And by infusing incorporeal energy with physical energy coming from the gas burning, they were able to create suns that were dense enough to withstand the gravitational pull of a black hole. I see we have a hand up, so let me go right there and see what's going on. I never like a person to wait when they put their hand up. Hold on. This is a new laptop. I had to buy a new laptop to keep up with these people, I'm telling you. Okay, 8125. You are on the air. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I came because I saw the headline about the Bible code and why are different people having different interpretations? But it seems to me you're talking about astrophysics now.
Acts of physics. Now, that's an interesting statement. Actually, that's a big statement. So you might have to specify exactly what you mean when you use the term acts of physics.
Well, you're talking about dark matter. So you're talking about different dimensions.
Okay.
So you're talking about... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what I was talking about was, as I was going through the lecture, I was talking pre-Genesis. This was before... before things was made. Now, when we deal with the code, right, from a religious perspective, they use the term God. Now, if you use Psalm 82 as part of a code, when they say God, they talk about men and women. Now, the question is, if men and women were out there making heavens and earth, what technology was they using? See, it's a different thought process. If you go from a religious perspective, use the term God, well, you don't think about how or why God did these things. Oh, because it's God. That's a religious perspective. So it limits your thought process into ways of thinking about what you're able to do. See, now the 1%, and they know this book. They know the codes of the book. So this is why they don't function. They don't function as men and women because they know that they're God. So if you know that you're God, then nature has no limitation on you. See, man can't fly. You can flap your wings, but you ain't going nowhere because you're a man. Limited, your thought process is limited to nature. You place nature above you because you have a God that created you in nature. So you can't be greater than your God. That's a thought process, which makes you less than and not equal to something. This is where they want the masses to live at. And every group, I don't care what group you go into, they have a God for you to worship. You know, something for you to worship so that you can be in that process of not of less than and not equal to. But the Bible tells you what your potential is. Your potential is God. So if you read all of the religious books, from the Bhagavad Gita, the Quran, I don't care which one it is, men and women have restrictions and have limits, but God don't. So this is what the Bible is trying to tell you, that you do not have a limit. This is why the 1%, when they want to fly, they make a plane. Nature don't control them. They want to leave a planet, they make a jet. Nature don't control them. You have what we call the Chinese are making some type of sun that they're supposed to release soon. I need to do a little more research on that sun that early. But they know, the 1% know who they are. And they don't want you to know who you are, because then you will begin challenging them as equals. You know? And they don't want you in the thought process that there's nothing greater than you than what you see in that mirror. So when we get into Genesis, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking about talking about something else. But,
because I'm looking for questions. I'm looking for questions about what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's why I stay on Genesis. See what I'm saying? Because when we get into Genesis 1:1, it said God created the heavens and the earth, right? Now, if you're thinking about this omnipotent God creating, what I'm saying, you can't go there mentally. You're stuck. But if you think about science, knowing that you can't make something from nothing, that's what you're doing when you're creating. So God made the heavens and the earth. Now, if God made the heavens and the earth, then he made it out of something, which is source energy. That's what caused everything to exist, and nothing caused it to exist, which we relate back to the uncaused cause. You're made up out of the same energy. This is why you're unlimited. So you're actually the universe expanding itself. Oh, he's gone. You're actually the universe expanding itself. Okay? This is where we are. Okay. I can't handle it. Okay. All right, so you're actually the universe expanding itself. This is where we are. Okay? Now, okay. Oh, the call has dropped to 8125. It's called might have dropped. The call was dropped. They've been doing that sometimes. People call in and the call just dropped, and then they have to call back in. So if he called back in, I'll bring it right back on. Anyway, they want you, the 1% knows who they are, okay? Now, just as he called in to ask the question, we were getting into may or create, all right? You can make something out of something, but you can't create something from nothing. That just don't happen. If you're going to make something, it has to be made from something. It's like if you cut down a tree and you make a chair, right? So if you cut down a tree and make a chair, right, you didn't create the chair. You made the chair from the tree, because you can't create something from nothing. You have to have something to begin in order to make this a reality. And that's what's going on. And that's what's going on, okay? So this is where we are. Now, the 1%, they know the Bible as a code. So they know that if somebody made the heavens and the earth, they can duplicate that process, okay? Because they're not limited to the thought process of being a man or a woman. All right? And people say kings and queens, but that's a political system, all right, where the family, well, basically family rule, all right? And only people who are born in that family can actually rule the kingdom, queens and princes, okay? So that's a political system, so we don't really talk about that too much. But the Bible as a code book is so powerful. See, this is why we don't have power. We have money, which is influence, but we don't have power. Okay? But we don't have power. The reason why we don't have power is because we're constantly viewing the book as a religious book, not as a code book, you see? So when you put the code on things, every place where they say God, they're talking about a man or a woman. And it begins to make sense. Because now you know that each one of those person that wrote the book that we're reading from, okay, whether it's one of the apostles or it's Moses or whoever they are, or David, these are gods. So when they're talking about God and when they speak about a God, they talk about another God, somebody who's ruling over them. And that's what they're talking about. And I talk about nobody sitting in a chair looking like Abraham Lincoln, looking down on you, watching the routine that you do, although they're getting to that point. When you think about that now, with all the cameras and the satellites in the sky, Big Brother is watching everything you do. Not sitting on a chair, but floating around on a satellite. You know what I'm saying? So the reality of what the book is talking about is coming into existence. All right? Now, let's get back into, we're staying with Genesis here, because I'm waiting for questions. Brother did have some questions. I don't know what happened. If he'd have hung up, it would have said he hung up, but something kicked him off the air. I hope he didn't think it was me. Anyway, I've been having little problems with things like that for a minute. And sometimes keep people call back in, and sometimes they don't. They think it might be me cutting them off, but it's not. Okay. So, well, right now, we're coming up on halfway through the hour. So what I'd like to do at this particular point is go to our commercial on a half hour. I could do our commercial. Some people just tune in just to hear the commercial. They might want to change it. So that's good. As long as they tune it in. This is Elohim for Our Tribes of the Constellation Elohim Society of Love. This radio presents Elohim Speaks. 8 to 9, Philadelphia, PA, 19, Philadelphia, PA, U.S. time. The call number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last four digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give them a shout out, please feel free to do so. Also, on Monday from 6 to 7, we will be having society meetings. Everyone is welcome until the end of January. After that, we'll be members only. We will be posting a day for non-members. And the calling number will be the same when we post it, 516-453-9230. Now, we go through different things. Right now, we're going through the Bible as a code. And I'll bring up politics and economics and you know, religion and history and stuff like that as we go through the Bible as a code, because it's so important. I want to talk to you about things that you don't have a chance to talk about, you know. Now, I've released a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming, CD. The link is CD Baby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click in Elohim Christ 10 Tracks, Jesus is Coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming, where is Jesus coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump might just be the one who gets us out of this mess we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes two to make them, and it takes two to take care of them, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Canonical Scriptures Part 2 of Christ Has Come. For more information about the book or CD, just call 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. Also, I'm in the gold business. There were carry bars, so the carry bars is chained or something else. Give me a call if you want to know a little bit about gold and how to make a little money with the gold, okay? And I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book on Rox Crowd. I like him because he understands our history and how it's filling in the missing pieces. Legacy of a Nation show. I want to give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation show, hosted by Brother Mac and son. I hope Mac is doing well. I haven't heard from him in about a week, couple of weeks, really. That's a long time for me and Mac not to talk. You know, he comes on Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern. He talks about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call in number is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She is on YouTube under the Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word and she speaks a pretty good word. You might want to listen to her, okay? Check her out. I'd also like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube. Nikki Love 9. Her calling number is 909-749-8626. Okay, you can also go to her website, Nikki Woo. Unamandakra. Unamandakra. WNAMANDADINKRA.com. Okay, I just spell it out. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, PA, UNAACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. Meeting every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. UNA 267-822-2320. If you want to find out more about the meetings, just give them a call. Okay, the UAIA, they're offering land to build on in Africa. In fact, we're going to Africa in July. So if you're interested in the trip to Africa, give us a call, okay? Also, he makes designer clothes and flags and buttons and stuff like that there. So I bought some of his clothes that I could love. Gotta love it. Who don't like tailor-made clothes, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Safemore Electronics. Call the number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. I'd like to give a stick my chest a little bit. That's one of my little ones in this, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes on the name of T. Thornton. He has an old school style of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google YouTube, Heaven 2019, TEE.Thornton. For more information, just give them a call, 267-259-4077, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Tough Learning Academy, licensed and certified. I stick my chest out again. I spell along my little tendencies. she's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Tough has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., okay? Her email address is taylortoddlearningacademy@gmail.com. Instagram is taylor_todd_la. I would also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you have. No, we don't really think anybody should be sick. So just give them a call. Don't worry. Be healthy. Okay, that takes care of the commercial. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to, since the call was dropped, I'm going to do something that I haven't done so far. I'm going to check back in with brother and see if he thinks that I cut him off. Okay, I haven't done this before, so I'm going to try this. Okay. It would be. this is interesting. So I'm going to call him back. I see what happened. We got 606. Okay, that didn't seem to work here, so I don't know what I'm doing here. I thought I would be able to call him. Oh, no, his phone number right here. Oh, I can call a guest. Okay, there's an icon for the phone. So let's try this. 605-202. 202. Okay, let's see how this works. First time I've done this, so bear with me for a minute. I'm dying, I guess. We've also got a screen room, too. So I'm calling dialing. Okay, so we're not getting an answer. So, okay. We're going to cancel that. Okay, so we're going to cancel that. And what you call a screening room, too. Some things on here that I've never done before, so... So I don't know what happened there. Then it says call was dropped again. Maybe I did get him. I didn't know how to allow him to answer. Let's try that again. I'm getting a kick out of this. I'll get back to the lecture in a minute. Let's try it one more time. You understand, you have to learn new things, and this is something that I've been doing all the years I've been doing a show. I've never called anybody myself personally. I've been giving somebody a shout out while I'm live on the air. and they're not answering again, so. Okay, they're not answering again. Okay, so I'm just going to cancel this. This is, in case they did answer, didn't say anything, this is the Orkham Five Tribes radio show. Call was dropped. I wanted to know why. Okay. I'll just cancel it out then. Okay, there we have it. All right. So now we're back on topic. We're still in Genesis, and well, he did ask one question, so that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for questions to come in about what I'm talking about, what it is, and what I mean by what I'm saying, you know, because we want you to upgrade into who you really are. We don't want you to think that there's anything you can't do, that you're subservient, that you can't do this, you can't do that, and that's actually not the case, okay? So, and that's basically what's going on. So now I know I could call somebody. I might do like another show host guy do, Son Matter. He do drive-bys on people, as we call it, put people in the interrogation room and things like that. That's kind of interesting. But it's not that kind of show. I just drop the information, you know, and you can do with it whatever you want. And so that's where we are right now. So let's coming out of Genesis. Now you know how as incorporeal beings we came into this dimension. Okay. Okay. So now that we're in this dimension, we have the technology, the wherewithal to make planets, to make the sun. When they said, let there be light, right? Well, how did he let there be light? See what I'm saying? Once you come into who you are, you begin to ask questions. Well, how is this done? You can't say, well, God did it. Nobody knows how God did it. No, it don't work that way because Psalm 82 tell you that God was men and women. So they had to have some type of technology or methodology to make a sun. They made a sun, and when they lit the gas up, that's what I was talking about on Osiris A and B, they made a sun, but they incorporated incorporeal energy, okay, into the matter that was burning and made the sun more dense, because the sun had to be pretty dense to withstand the gravitational pull of a black hole. A black hole is pretty strong, okay? And it's a doorway between dimensions, all right? So if they can make a sun up there, they make them like a sun a few hundred million miles away, okay? So this is, they made the sun, they made the earth, you know what I mean? And they figured out how to do the water, how to do everything, which means that if they can do it, we can do it because they were men and women. Now you got to start, now that upgrades your mind a whole lot. Now you got to start figuring out, well, now the moon is a satellite. Yes, the moon is a satellite. So can we make satellites? Where's the evidence that we can do the stuff that they were talking about in the Bible? We can do it, okay? Where's the evidence that we can do it? We have satellites up there right now. We're talking about Big Brother, you know? God ain't sitting up there in no chair. Watching what you do. God is up there on the satellite watching what you do. Okay? I mean, you know, everything that they said that God can do in the book, the 1% are working on it because they know that if the God of the book can do it, they can do it too because of what Psalm 82 say, who you are and what your potential is. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So you have to literally What I'm trying to do is upgrade your thought process, because they have you locked into a subservient mindset where you don't think you can do this, you don't think you can do that, you don't think you can do too much of nothing. You need leadership. If you can't lead yourself from point A to point B, you got to have somebody to hold your hand once you become grown. That's all I'm saying. Once you upgrade, you can accomplish whatever you want. Now, I'm not going to say it's not going to be a cool vibe, cool thing. You know, you have to work for it. I mean, sometimes you have to work hard for it, because the 1% are doing the same, what we call targeting. And it makes it very difficult just to keep your mind focused on things, you know, and you'd be so distracted by so much because of the targeting that you're under, okay? And we need to, you know, we need to deal with that. That's what I'm saying, you know, and we don't know how to deal with these things. In fact, you can't deal with it if you believe that there's some guy up there. Well, if you believe in a God outside of yourself, it's hard for you to get anything done. It's hard for you to really grow like you're supposed to grow, you know? And a lot of times when you're saying, well, I'm being blessed. Yeah, you're being blessed because you're up doing the work. You're up working on what you want to be blessed with. And you will, based on the culture that we were raised under, action, reap what you sow. That's our culture. Every action is an equal and opposite reaction. Okay? Now, I wasn't on the air last week because we had technical difficulty. I'm using a brand new laptop that I didn't want to use for this, but I'm using it. This don't have a hard drive in it. So it's one of the new technologies they're coming out with, laptops without hard drives in them. And I've got about 5 or 6 laptops around here, and all of them are starting to shut down. I mean, they're doing that on purpose so we can buy these doggone new laptops, you know. But, you know, what are you going to do, you know? I'm blessed to have the money with it, you know, but I'm not going to talk about your question, but I'm not here actually to mock anybody. I'm just here to upgrade your level of thinking so that you know that you're definitely unlimited. You're an unlimited being. You can do it whenever you want. Now, I'd like to drop something in here, just going on different places in the scriptures here. Timothy 3:16, it says, all scriptures is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Now, reproof means to check it out, study this stuff, and to make changes and corrections, and for training in righteousness. Okay? So, you literally got to get in here and rethink the scripture from a perspective of being what they say you are, what the books say you are, in Psalm 82. The question on the board is, why are there so many different interpretations? Because from a religious point of view, you can have 4 or 5 different interpretations in one scripture. One passage can have 4 or 5 different interpretations in it, you know? Just like Psalm 82. They say, well, you got the big G and the little G, so they ain't talking about you as the big God, you the little God. Anything to keep you subservient, less than and not equal to. That's their goal. That's their plan. Because you need them to lead you. You have to pay them to lead you. I'm thinking about what's going on in the Senate right now. You got Mitch McConnell. Okay, I don't know why they come up. Well, I know why they did it, but they have a system where the head of Congress, he holds a gavel, and he decides what the rest of the congressmen and citizens can vote on. If he don't bring it up for the full vote, they can't even vote on the issue to bring it into law or not. That is, well, it's silly if you're thinking in terms of equality. But it's not silly if you think in terms of you want to control what's going on and you don't want certain groups to get more powerful than other groups. through the vote. So you control what they vote on, you know. But this is what I'm talking about, you know. We have people that will deliberately hold up things, slow things down, because they want it all, you know. And right now, Mitch McConnell is fat. His pockets are fat. Him and his wife's pockets are fat, you know. And they went about giving people a lousy $1,200. That's amazing. They have enough to, every 4 years when a new president elects, to give everybody in America $1 million and they can overcome it, okay? I mean, just a direct check directly to the people. That's 365 million people, okay? So if they gave everybody $1 million, that would be, what, $365 billion, okay? And they gave almost $1 trillion tax break to their boys, okay? Which is way, way more than that's $300 billion three times. That's what I'm talking about. They gave them three times the amount that they can give you just one time, but you have to have a clause in there to keep the country going. If they give you $1 million, you have to maintain a job or wherever you're working at. You know what I mean? Because if you don't do your work or do your job, the country is set down, you know? So, well, then we can have immigrants come in and pay them to do the work. And the Americans can just live off $1 million every four, make it last for 4 years. But they could give each and every person in America $1 million every 4 years. And since it's your money anyway that's paying for it, because most of the people that get that money, they're going to be buying goods and services and stuff with it. So they're going to be paying taxes. Somebody's going to be paying, well, I guess who's going to do the service if everybody's got millions of dollars, you know? But there have to be a clause in there stating that you have to work. Whatever your field that you're working in, when you get that $1 million, you have to keep working. Now, it might be able to cut back on the hours, like from an 8-hour work week to, an 8-hour work day to maybe, from a 40-hour work week to a 30-hour work week, you might could do that, you know? And kill all the tax loopholes. Make no tax loopholes for anybody. Everybody pays their fair share in taxes. That brings the money back to America. Okay, so everybody's paying taxes. So that little money that they give you, you'll be giving it. You'll be paying for it. You'll be giving it back. All right. And so they could do that, but these guys, they don't seem to really, they're slave masters. And if you go back into the history of their fathers, you know, they were slave masters. And they're fighting over taking a slave master statue down that killed American citizens who were against slavery. Their statue shouldn't be up. It shouldn't be in a Robert Lee and all those guys. Their statues should be, well, put them in a museum. If you want somebody to see them, go set up a Confederate museum someplace. Let them see it like that. But just putting them out in the street, a slap in the face to the people that fought against these guys. Because that's what we call treason. That's what we call tyranny when they're fighting against their own people. To do things, you know. Okay, we got about 6 minutes left. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to literally close out. Like I said, I'm kind of a little bit under the weather, so you have to excuse me a little bit today, okay? And just remember, the Bible is a code book, not a religious book. As a code book, you gain power. As a religious book, you gain influence, which is money. We need power right now, okay? We need to be able to put boots on the ground from the 99%. You feel me? Okay, my closing assertion. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I freely embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay. And with that, I will be talking to you guys probably tomorrow, okay? Much love.